Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Angorima, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
Yeah, the Lord is keeping, and yourself?
The Lord is good indeed. Lord is good all the time. Thank you so much for joining us once again.
Sure, thank you. Thank you.
Now, we're continuing to talk about the life, death, and the resurrection of Christ as one of the fundamental beliefs of the Seventh-day Adventists. Now, the yes. substitutional death of Christ is the ultimate sacrifice, the most loving, selfless yes. act conceivable toward humanity. Yes. Now, where John 15:13 says, greater love has no one than this, that someone laid down his life for his friends. Now, why was Christ's death a necessity? I think we touched briefly on this.
Yeah. Thank you for the question. Sure, it was necessary. Christ's death ratified God's ownership of humanity because we were separated from our God because of sin. Mm-hmm. And his death, because the result of sinning, or the consequences of sinning is death. Mm. You see, so we were supposed to die. Then the coming in of Jesus Christ was there to safeguard humanity from eternal death to all those who believe in him. So Christ's death ratified God's ownership of humanity. We were reconnected to our God.
All right. And what does the atoning sacrifice accomplish?
Atoning sacrifice, and the atoning sacrifice is Jesus himself. Mm. It saved us, as I have said, from dying. Mm. Adam and Eve, after sinning, they were supposed to die there and there. Mm. So the coming in of Christ is atoning sacrifice, saved us. And we were reclaimed and re-owned by Jesus Christ by this atoning sacrifice. Mm. So it achieved in retaining that relationship which once existed between God and what and who and man. Mm. So the atoning sacrifice achieved the goal of saving humanity from eternal destruction.
But wasn't that atoning sacrifice also supposed to be a wedge between us and sin?
Yeah. Come again with the question. Wedge, meaning what?
Creating a distance between us and sin, because you're saying that we're brought back to God because of the sacrifice, and yet we continue to sin. What I'm saying now is, instead of continuing to sin, wasn't there supposed to be a victory over sin?
Yeah, victory over sin is there. But if a man sins, we have Christ. Since temptations always come, we still have hope when we call upon the name of the Lord. Because by ourselves, we cannot overcome the devil. Mm, mm, mm. So if a man sins, well, because we are still this side of heaven, knowingly or unknowingly, if the person repents wholeheartedly, then the person will be spared from that destruction. Mm. Yeah.
Now, what would you say is the role of the blood that was shed, specifically the significance of the blood?
The blood is very important. The blood played a central role in the atoning sacrifice of the sanctuary services in the Old Testament. Mm. So God made a provision for the atonement when he said, the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you to make an atonement for your souls. That's according to Leviticus 17, verse 11. So the blood is there to remove sin in humanity.
Okay.
Yes. So after the killing of the animal in the Old Testament,
the priest
had to apply its blood before forgiveness was granted.
Mm.
So the blood was there to clear the sin from us. Mm. Yeah. So that's the significance. So the life of every flesh is in the blood. So we are saved through the blood of Christ now.
Okay. So through the spilling of his blood, you say, we then attained salvation?
If we believe in that sacrificial service which was provided by Jesus, we'll be saved. So, of course, you cannot run away from the element of faith.
Mm.
You have to believe in the whole process, what the heaven did for us. Then after believing, when the blood is required, it makes more sense because you believe it. You believe. Yes.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Now, why is Christ referred to as the last Adam?
Okay, Christ is referred to the last Adam or the second Adam. Yeah, because he represents all humanity. The first Adam fell, and he represents the humanity as well.
Mm.
But that Adam fell, then Christ was supposed to come in to represent all humanity. That's what I can say. Second Adam represents all humanity.
Okay, and the first Adam was representing all humanity as well?
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course, but his nature now, because of sin, he was no longer perfect. You see, yeah, because of sin, yeah, he's out of play. We need someone who was upright and who was perfect, as was Adam before he fell. That's the nature which this Adam is supposed to be in. That's why Christ came in as a pure Adam. Yeah.
So this second Adam was replacing the first Adam, because the first Adam was a disappointment.
Yeah, that's very true, because 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says, for as in Adam we all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. You see, that's the challenge with our first Adam.
I see.
So in the first Adam, we are failures, but in the second Adam, we are more than victors.
We are more than conquerors. And so what
yes.
is this second Adam supposed to be achieving then for us?
Okay. He's supposed to bridge the gap.
Okay.
Yes. Where we're supposed to die, he did that for us.
Okay.
So through his death, we acquire eternal life. So if you read, I think, in the book of Isaiah 52, 53, thereabout, he was bruised and persecuted for us, and he died for us. His blood was shed for us. So he achieved to remove sin from us, and it was transferred from us to him. That's the reason why when you fall into sin, because he conquered sin, we are supposed to give ourselves to him for us to be victors. So through him we are conquerors.
I see.
Yeah, there's another verse which says, when Christ is in us, we are new creatures.
Ah, yes, yes.
Yes, so he achieved, the second Adam truly achieved. He achieved because he died. And justice was seen when Jesus died on the cross and God's mercy was revealed at the same time on the cross.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff. Thank you so much, Pastor. And in a parting shot, what's the one key message that you'd like to leave with the listeners before I let you go?
Sure. My key encouragement to all of us, me included, we are supposed to take Christ's death seriously, and we are supposed to see his love more than anything else. The whole process, the whole actions, the whole ceremonies which were done in the past and what he did on the cross reveals how much God loves us. Even the worst sinner has the possibility or has the access to be saved. Only your faith in him. So love is being revealed by Christ by this whole action. That's my last word for every one of us.
Beautiful. Well, Pastor Robin Gorima, thank you so much for your time. As always, blessings to you and blessings to your ministry. We're going to be connecting with you again tomorrow, same time and same place.
Welcome, my dear Elder Zama. God bless you more now and forever. See you tomorrow.
Amen. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.